There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show overview of the charts. And when I say the weekly show, this is for the week specifically May 11th to the 15th. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. If you go to talkers.com on the web, you can find out what's going on in the world of talk radio from stem to stern. There's Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there as well, plus this list of the big stories. So we'll go through them and the people who are on the list for this week, and then we'll extrapolate some things that may or may not be of interest. Hopefully they'll be of interest and import to you. That's why we're doing this. We don't need to practice. Michael and I don't need to be, let's try to do this show again so we can get it right. I think we've been doing it long enough so that we've got it pretty well in focus. So speaking of focus, Michael, how's that list go this week?
Well, the list is kind of interesting. And, the exciting thing about spoken word radio is no matter how much you do it, you never really have it right.
There's something to that. Yes, changing all the time. Yeah.
I always have a certain amount of anxiety before I go into an interview or do a talk show because that's the whole nature of it, the spontaneity of it.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what's going to happen. And the most seasoned of professionals have, you know, been shot down and destroyed because of that spontaneity factor. So we must never think we have this down by rote. But let's try our hand at this. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action, and a very big sports story tied with that, actually bigger than that, has been this Deflategate penalty story about the New England Patriots and Tom Brady. The Nepal aftershock is at number 9. At number 8, Iran nukes program tied with those executions in North Korea. At number 7, the Stephanopoulos Clinton Foundation donation. Boy, oh boy, it just never stops.
Yeah.
I mean, it just never stops.
Wow.
At number 6, Kerry visits Putin in Russia. At number 5, the 2016 presidential prospects. And the Clinton email suit reopened. At number 4, we have the Baltimore riots and the aftermath protests. The Amtrak derailment is number 3. The Obama trade bill is number 2. And at number 1, we have the Obama Georgetown speech tied with Michelle Obama's racism speech. And that's the variety of topics that are among the top on talk radio this past week. The people include Tom Brady and Ted Wells at number 10, Kim Jong-un at 9, John Kerry and Vladimir Putin at 8. George Stephanopoulos back in the news at number 7, Bill and Hillary at 6, Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, and Carly Fiorina tied at number 5, Marilyn Mosby at 4, Brandon Bastian at 3, Elizabeth Warren at 2, and we have Barack Obama and Michelle Obama at number 1.
Right.
And it's been an interesting week, to say the least.
You know that ad that you hear on talk radio programs all around the country for O'Reilly Auto Parts? O'Reilly. You've heard that, right?
No.
Oh, okay, you're going to leave me hanging on that one, right? Is that it?
I said I'll be a liar.
I haven't. You haven't heard that? Oh, that's a spot that's been running for months and months and months nationally. They have a chain. They bought out some chain, and so the big deal is O'Reilly. So maybe you lose some of the thunder here because you haven't heard the spot, but many people listening have heard it. I just want to change the words to Obama. Obama.
Ah.
The fact that Mr. and Mrs. Obama are the focus of at least 3 different items on the countdown this week, she doesn't usually get herself wrapped up in controversy. And I guess that's the case with the exception of Mrs. Clinton. I'm trying to think of past, all the way back to the Eisenhower years, which you and I both remember, through the Kennedy years and Lyndon Johnson and Jimmy Carter and Gerald Ford. And I mean, Betty Ford was somewhat visible.
Well, I don't know where you're going with this. So.
Well, I'm wondering in this circumstance, whether most of them stayed away from controversy. Does Mrs. Obama think that she needs to be controversial because she's thinking of running for the Senate in Illinois?
It's possible. It's possible that she just happens to be a very opinionated, bright woman who, I think, for the most part, has kept her mouth shut for the last 6 years of the Obama administration, and amazingly so. She's a very, very bright, outspoken woman, and very, very prone to have opinions that might be deemed controversial in today's super-sensitive society. So I think, my point of view is I think she's been keeping a low profile in spite of the fact that she pops up now and then in these stories.
All right. So you used a term there. It's a very interesting term. Super-sensitive society.
Yes.
The things that we talk about that are nuanced by sometimes a word or a phrase or something where the whole story and the conversation bubbles up out of one or two words. And I'm thinking about that as it applies to women more than men. Do you think the women who are in politics get scrutinized more than the men in politics for what they say and how they say it?
I'm not sure. I think the women in politics are, for the most part, more out there because there are fewer women. So for a woman to make it in politics, she's usually, if you were to look at all politicians, you know, blind to their gender, most of these women are outstanding politicians.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, if they were men, they would likely be scrutinized as well. So I don't really think it's because they're women. No, I think it's because they're outstanding. Outstanding doesn't mean good or bad. They're just outstanding politicians. And as a result, they're under scrutiny. Because, look, everything Obama says is scrutinized. Everything Joe Biden does is like, whoa, look at Joe. You hear about men all the time. But when a woman is criticized, see, I'm taking it totally from a different point of view.
Mm.
You go, oh, it's because she's a woman. Well, no, it's because she's an outstanding politician. I mean, Hillary Clinton is a major league heavyweight politician. I mean, for the ages, this woman's going to be talked about hundreds of years from now. Of course she's going to be scrutinized. And I think that we make much too much about women being victims. No, they're not victims. They're players. And as players, they get kicked around just like the men.
Yeah. We're having a conversation, as usual, in this part of the countdown with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, about some of the stories that are prominent this week and in the charts on the Talk Radio Review, which will continue in a matter of moments.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Every wardrobe tells a story, and keeping clothes in good order is critical to setting the right vibe. On the set of The Good Wife, costume designer Dan Lawson uses his creative talent to ensure that every character looks pressed and polished in trend-setting workday attire and casual clothing alike. And Dan says maintaining your wardrobe doesn't have to be expensive.
Each episode of The Good Wife has more than 100 costumes for the principal actors. With a limited budget, I need to use the funds on the apparel itself rather than its upkeep. We needed a reliable, cost-effective product to keep all of the apparel fresh and clean. In between takes, we don't have time to run to the dry cleaner, so we use Dryell in the wardrobe truck. Dryell is an excellent alternative to dry cleaning. Just 15 minutes in the bag for a quick refresh, like on the men's dress shirts, or 30 minutes if we need to do a deep clean. Besides the terrific smell, Dryell removes stains and body oils while letting the garment maintain its shape and color.
You can find more tips from Dan at dryl.com. This is Larry Stevens.
GEICO is available 24/7. Unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/7. And with GEICO's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts through my GEICO app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating GEICO.
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10, feel the heal.
Michael Harrison, publisher, editor of Talkers Magazine. Talkers is having its usual yearly conference in New York City in a couple of weeks. We'll talk to Michael about that a little bit more in the waning moments of this hour. We're talking now about women politicians, the names that are on the list this week, including Carly Fiorina and Elizabeth Warren. Do we treat them differently in our minds? Do women favor them and their message because they are women, or do men favor them or not because they are women? Elizabeth Warren, somebody said to me that I made a comment about Elizabeth Warren that was very sexist. So I said, what do you mean? What did I say? Well, you said that she was unqualified for the job. In my opinion, she is unqualified. Unqualified because I don't like what she has to say, whether she's qualified or not. Who knows whether you're qualified or not? But I was taken to task, Michael, because I said something negative about a woman that I think is a horror show, frankly, in terms of.
Well, there are going to be people that play the gender card, the people that play the race card. This is part of what I said, super sensitive society.
Mm-hmm.
But no, if you say that you think that Elizabeth Warren is not qualified to be president, that's not a sexist statement at all. As a matter of fact, you're giving her the honor of being criticized. If you didn't criticize her because she's a woman, that's sexist.
Ah, so if I didn't criticize somebody who was black that I thought was doing something wrong, that's a racist.
I believe so. I believe that the greatest honor we can give anybody is not to be afraid to criticize them for fear that it'll be interpreted as racist, sexist, religious.
But yet there's somebody crying on every corner. That doesn't mean you have to pay attention to it, but there's always somebody who's going to throw that, you racist, you sexist. I said something on
the butt. It is a societal pain in the butt.
Yeah.
It is really, really mucks up the works of free speech and a society that is truly productive and moves forward because all ideas are listened to and considered in a collegial manner. We're in a really, really mucky, yucky period right now because of political correctness.
I said something on the air on my Good Day program the other day about a fellow had started a new business and he had just gotten divorced. And I said something on the air about whether his wife was looking to benefit, his ex-wife, who he divorced, was going to benefit from his new business. And he said no, but I got a comment from someone suggesting I made the sexist remark because this person knew there were plenty of women who had money that were taken advantage of by their husbands or ex-husbands. So was it a sexist remark? I don't know. I was probably speaking from experience.
Maybe you are a sexist. Who knows?
Yeah. That's okay.
What? You know, big deal.
Is Doug Stephan a sexist? Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Michael at Talkers.com. In the meantime, when we continue, Tom Brady is in the focus. I'm going to make this easy for Michael because he loves the Patriots. He loves football. And I'm sure that he has something to say about this whole bunch of I think we call it Schwerba. So that's up next here on our Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Let's keep on trucking here. The weekly talk radio review, talk radio roundup, talk radio countdown show. The real stories and the stories behind the stories, the people that are being discussed. And so Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, joins me with an overview of a lot of different nuance. If you want to love that word, nuance. What a great word that is. The nuance of the Tom Brady Deflategate, which sounds ridiculous.
The whole thing is ridiculous, and it's a ganged-up job against Tom Brady because there's massive jealousy against him, and there's massive hatred against the Patriots. And in our super-sensitive society, we don't approach sports in a rational manner anymore. It's become a blood sport.
Do you think that's true everywhere or just in Boston and New England?
I think it's everywhere. I think that people are out of their minds when it comes to how passionate and deeply connected their egos are to their home teams, and I think people take it way too far. And let's face it, there's hatred for the Yankees, there's hatred for the Patriots. People don't like winners when they're not, you know, in their own hometown. And
so is that true of politicians, do you think? Is that true of businesses? Is that just true?
I think it's true. I think that we live in a world today where people like to take shots at each other. Go ahead, write a blog. Look at the hatred that'll come back at you from the cyber world. And everything is under such scrutiny. Tom Brady did something that at one time was looked at as being clever. It is an infraction. He deserves to be punished, but no more than somebody who throws a spitball or somebody that slides into a base with his cleats out or fakes that they were hit by a pitch or flops during a crucial moment during a basketball game when the other player never touched them and they fall to the ground. This is something that has been going on in professional sports forever. Or Bill Belichick cleverly coming up with a scheme that nobody expects, then people say it's unfair because he's smarter than the other coaches. To make a long story short, there is a definite hatred and bias against the Patriots and Tom Brady. And frankly, people are getting a thrill out of destroying this guy's reputation because what he did was not that terrible. That's all I'm saying. It's like putting somebody in jail for 10 years for jaywalking, and it's hypocritical to the max.
Wow.
And I would say that whether I was a Patriots fan or not. because I seek truth, not victory. And football ain't that damn important.
So why are you so passionate?
I'm passionate about hypocrisy, and I'm passionate about the media. I'm passionate about journalism. I'm passionate about what we choose to make our priorities in terms of public discourse. I'm passionate about sensationalism in place of information. And this brings that up. And that's why I'm passionate about everything.
Yeah, you are. But I'm listening, and I'm fine. I know, and that's really the reason I set this up, because I knew that you would have something strongly in your mind about the whole thing, because you love football, you love the Patriots, and there are. But you said that you didn't understand where all of this fanaticism came from. But you don't sound like a fanatic, but you certainly are a fan.
I'm a fan, but I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan where I would try to hurt the reputation of another player or another team, or hate them, actually have hatred bubble up. I mean, there's hatred out there.
Hatred's a horrible thing. It's a horrible word. Never mind what it is. Bad energy. Awful stuff. Okay. So there we have Michael's review of the number 10 item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So we continue in the next half hour. I'm going to focus on a program called Up Close and Far Out that Michael has, and I think you'll be intrigued if you're, again, going to talkers.com. You can see the story behind the story there. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here.
The Talk Radio
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back now to the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly service of Talkers Magazine. Talkers, through Michael Harrison and the people that work on the staff at Talkers, listening to a lot of talk radio programming on important talk radio stations around the country with the hosts in the focus, that sort of thing. Michael's been in the talk radio business, the world of news talk radio, for 24, 25 years with Talkers Magazine. Now, you have, as Talkers.com has Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, you have podcasts that are part of what's going on here, and this program that you have called Up Close and Far Out. What's that about?
That's fun. That's me talking to the media freaks around the world as opposed to people in the industry or listeners of news talk radio as I do on this show. As you know, I enjoy being a student of media, mm-hmm. I study media, and I'm very interested in media's impact on the human nervous system and society in general in terms of the big picture. So I do this weekly podcast now. We started it a couple of months ago, and it's really taken off worldwide. Each one runs between 45 minutes and an hour. They're called Up Close and Far Out with Michael Harrison, and they contain, each one is a show that contains my view of the media, some theory that I share, and an interview with one or two interesting people who are in the business of media or are just involved in things media talks about. And it's been a lot of fun. And it is. It's up close. We get microscopic about the details of things, and then we step back, and it gets far out. We take some positions, and we look at things from angles that some people may think are Looney Tune. But nothing in it is silly, and nothing in it is sensationalism for its own sake. It's all scientifically and psychologically sound and quite provocative. I thank you for bringing it up. I hope that people listen to it. It's a labor of love on my part.
Why do we need podcasts? We have the radio. We have the ability to get radio on radio stations. We have all kinds of services. You can usually go to the website of a program and get the program there. You can go to Stitcher Radio. You can go to TuneIn Radio. There are ever so many different ways to get these programs when you want to get them. So are we finding new talk radio personalities on these podcasts. There are a lot of famous people who do podcasts. They don't seem to be any particular length. You can go to Adam Carolla, somebody that I think of, Steve Austin. I mean, there are dozens, hundreds, thousands of people that are doing podcasts.
Podcasting is just a simple way of sending out a program. I mean, you know, podcasting has always existed. We used to send them out on cassettes. We used to send them out on CDs. We used to send them out on reel-to-reel. When you went to the store and you bought a 45 RPM record or a 33 and a third long-playing album, that was a form of a podcast. Anytime you take a show, a production, whether it's audio, whether it's video, and you put it into a capsule of some sort, and then you distribute it, that's a podcast. So now we have, with the digital era, this very simple way of getting a show from the producer to the consumer without a middleman, even though there are middlemen on the web who have platforms, such as the podcast I do is with a company called Podcast One. But there's no store. You don't have to go to a place and buy a piece of plastic. But it's just another way of getting a show into people's hands.
Yeah. And the interest, though, one thing that amazes me is how people find these things, because they're...
I mean, search engines.
Yeah, but I understand that. But what the first information that's out there about them, you see some of this stuff, whether they're podcasts or even viral YouTube videos or photographs or stories. It just amazes me how these things get to the...
Oh, it's a different world. And this is just the beginning. The day of, you know, us and them, the day of the mass media and gatekeepers and a handful of platforms is over. Everybody's empowered. The media is democratized. The bar is raised. And the audience has the power to answer back to the players. And it even goes back to Tom Brady. What Tom Brady did would not have even been noticed years ago. But now with everything under the microscope and everything scrutinized and everything 24/7 in terms of chatter and buzz and buzz and buzz and buzz, everything gets amplified. By the way, let's let everybody know how to listen to my podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, tell us two things. Give us an example of one of the podcasts with a couple of the people that are on it and what you discuss, and then how do we find it?
The current this week's is with two people, a very intelligent woman, Rebecca Costa, who believes if we don't evolve, we're not going to solve our problems. She wrote the book, The Watchmen's.
What does it mean, evolve? Evolve into what?
Evolve into being a smarter species to handle our problems. She basically says that life today is too complicated for our brains to be able to handle it, so we've got to be able to evolve either technologically or just in terms of...
I'd love to have a conversation with her in terms of what we're dumber today than we were when you and I were kids.
We are dumber today relative to how much information there
is. That's because of the devices that she's talking about that she's, in a sense, touting. Yes? No?
It's too complicated for me to sum it up in 10 seconds.
All right.
And also on this current one, I talked to Buzz Aldrin about him and his campaign to get Americans, to get Americans and humans to go to Mars and start colonizing there. I've had conversations with people like Norm Pattis. I've had conversations with Alan Colmes. We have one with Sean Hannity. We have one episode with Mike Francesa, the well-known sports talk show host. Dr. Joy Brown is on one of them. Attorney Stephen Wiseman, who is on this program as a regular. We talk about cybersecurity. Christopher Ruddy, who is the CEO of Newsmax. There's one with him. And I have one with Linda Ronstadt. It's really very interesting.
Yeah.
People can get to it by just going to the website www.upcloseandfarout.com. That's upcloseandfarout.com. And I really appreciate your giving me the opportunity to promote it here.
Upcloseandfarout.com. Michael Harrison, somebody that I've been up close with for a long time. Is he far out? Maybe he might be a little. Some people think I'm far out. Can you imagine that? Hey, listen,
well, you know, every human being is far out.
They ought to be. Interesting people, right? Yeah, let's have some interesting people with interesting things to say and how they think, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. We'll continue our conversation in just a matter of moments here in the countdown.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This report is brought to you by JCPenney. A quinceañera celebration is the most important day in a young Latina's life. However, planning a quinceañera can be costly, with many celebrations today costing as much as a wedding. So is it possible to give your daughter a quinceañera she will remember for the rest of her life, but still fit within your budget? Celebrating a quinceañera or serving on a quinceañera court should be fun and affordable, and a store like JCPenney has you covered. JCPenney has everything you need all under one roof, from hair and makeup services to formal attire and jewelry. With a vast selection of cocktail dresses, suits, ties, and fashion accessories from top brands, along with hair and makeup services, JCPenney makes it easy for the birthday girl and her court to shop for all their quinceañera essentials. Additionally, JCPenney offers a variety of personalized and quinceañera-themed rings, necklaces, pennants, and charms that will make the birthday girl feel special without breaking your budget. Visit jcpenney.com to view JCPenney's full assortment.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Every wardrobe tells a story, and keeping clothes in good order is critical to setting the right vibe. On the set of The Good Wife, costume designer Dan Lawson uses his creative talent to ensure that every character looks pressed and polished in trend-setting workday attire and casual clothing alike. And Dan says maintaining your wardrobe doesn't have to be expensive.
Each episode of The Good Wife has more than 100 costumes for the principal actors. With a limited budget, I need to use the funds on the apparel itself rather than its upkeep. We needed a reliable, cost-effective product to keep all of the apparel fresh and clean. In between takes, we don't have time to run to the dry cleaner, so we use Dryell in the wardrobe truck. Dryell is an excellent alternative to dry cleaning. Just 15 minutes in the bag for a quick refresh, like on the men's dress shirts, or 30 minutes if we need to do a deep clean. Besides the terrific smell, Dryell removes stains and body oils while letting the garment maintain its shape and color.
You can find more tips from Dan at Dryell.com. This is Larry Stevens.
GEICO is available 24/7. Unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/7. And with GEICO's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts to my GEICO app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating GEICO.
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Convention Time is coming up. And this is something you can follow if you are big-time interested in talk radio. Who's going to be at the Talkers Convention? What are we talking about? How do we make it different? This thing will appear in audio form, and it'll appear in television form on the Talkers website. This is an annual overview of what's going on, but you got to come up with something different every year in order for us to get something. And we're thirsting for more knowledge, those of us who are in the field. What are we going to find, Michael? The average person listening to talk radio, how are they going to be impacted by this?
Well, the average person is not going to be impacted at all. It's an inter-industry conference. However, if talk radio is improved as a result of this and the industry remains vital and evolves and is sensitive to the desires and needs of its public and its consumers, well, then they'll be impacted by talk radio being better and surviving. All forms of media and art face a survival issue, especially today with the changes that we've talked about in technology, because there's such a close connection between technology and the art itself. So, talk radio is the most popular format in radio today, but it also, like all of radio, faces a constant struggle. Those are the issues we deal with at the conference. We deal with everything from how do you make money doing talk radio to how do you get ahead, how do you use social media, how do you deal with controversy, what type of new programs should we be doing, are there talent coming up from the ranks, are there ranks, how do we deal with ratings when there's so many different venues people listen on, what's the future of AM radio with static and all the problems facing it. There's endless issues that we deal with at this annual conference. And this is the 18th year in a row we've been doing it.
Yeah.
And I never consider it to be like an ongoing thing. Every one of them is only done if there's a need. And it seems that the need continues, and thus it reinvents itself each time around.
What is the need now? What are people, you've said, and we all know, looking at the stats, and I don't get too technical here, but the rating services suggest that as many people, if not more, are listening to the radio now than ever before, much to the chagrin of those people who don't want you to listen to the radio. They want you to listen to something else. But the truth is that there are lots of people who still find the radio to be an intriguing way to either be entertained or get informed. And so this sort of thing, it sort of almost belies logic, doesn't it?
There's a lot of things that belie logic in our world.
Yes.
I don't know whether people find radio intriguing as a way to be informed or entertained. I think they find it convenient.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the convenience of radio is what keeps radio going. And one of the issues that we face in the radio business is to keep it convenient and to keep it good. Because if radio is not good, there's no reason to listen to it. Because you can listen to your refrigerator. Sounds and visions are coming off the walls. I mean, wherever you go, there's a screen, there's a speaker, and there's a plug. It's like, soon we're going to have chips put in our head, and we're going to pick stuff up right in our brain. We won't know the difference between what's coming from the inside or the outside. So these are the things that challenge radio. But as far as you brought up something, talk about nuance. Yeah, they say more people are listening to radio now than ever. I don't know how true that is.
How so?
I don't know, because people don't really know.
Well, the ratings, that's the other side, right. The rating services are horrible. They don't really get a true, there's no real true measure. It's all hyperbole and hypothesis and baloney and mirrors and smoke and, you know, all of that stuff. So, but yet it's the way that we have. We have to deal with it because that's what we have.
We still do business based on 20th century standards.
Yeah, we do.
In the 21st century, it's completely different. Back to Rebecca Costa, one of her themes is the law, public policy, our systems can't keep up with the changes in technology. An example of that is we change technology and our rating systems can't keep up. We can't accurately rate how many people are listening to radio because the technology has created so many venues that people are listening on that we don't know where they are or how to even measure them. And then that affects the commerce involved because advertising agencies want what they call metrics, which is like audience figures.
Right.
It's much easier to figure out how many dollars go across the box office for a movie. But when you're talking about something as mysterious as radio, you don't know who's listening. We don't know who's listening to us right now. We don't see them. We don't sell them a ticket. They're not plugged in. They're plugged in, but
great
in a very
idea.
Esoteric sense.
Let's sell them tickets. That's a great idea.
Let's do it live in a theater.
Yeah. Well, that's what, in a sense, well, I remember the Rush Limbaugh, remember when he used to go around, and Dave Ramsey is the master of it now.
Yep.
There are other people who go out on speaking gigs. I'm actually about to try some of that this later on this year. There is a market for people selling ideas. And I go back to Ramsey, who's the best example of it at the moment. He's masterful at getting, I mean, he's a good host, certainly. He's got a lot of listeners. He's achieved great things, creating a national brand out of nothing. And so but when he gets before the audience, obviously he's delivering because he gets thousands of people to come to the venues when he's in a particular city to listen to his message, he and his daughter's message.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's just, but you see, that that goes back to, I think, the tradition of listening to what people have to say and learning from it and being intrigued by it. How else do we communicate? It's got to be through the spoken word. It's got to be through these devices.
But in the case of Ramsey, the reason he's so successful is because he's so good.
Yeah, he is. Right.
And you have to really be good at it. You can't just do it because somebody else is doing it. Oh, I'll do that too, you know.
Yeah, that one's going to work.
It's not like everybody draws arenas full of people because they have something to say.
All right. Michael Harrison has something to say, and that's why he's here every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show reviewing the charts. We've done that. We've talked about the people. We've talked about football. We've talked about a whole bunch of things that are certainly germane to this week's activity on a lot of your favorite talk radio programs. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Get back to the issues here, and there's probably not anything on people's minds more this week other than perhaps what happened with the quarterback of the Patriots than the Amtrak crash. So I've invited John Terrett to come, news correspondent for Al Jazeera, which is the cable news channel that covers a lot of domestic and international news. The National Transportation Safety Board has confirmed that the train was derailed. So, John, what are we? When we've heard all of this stuff, the engineer has lawyered up. It's not clear to me whether he goosed it or he hit the brakes. None of this makes any sense. And so, I facetiously said on the air, I don't know, maybe I wasn't so facetious, that it may have been that he went to the same school, training school, as the guy flying the plane into the mountain.
Well, you know, it's very, and good morning to you, Doug, by the way. Thanks for having me on. It's
sure.
Very interesting, but I'm wondering how many other people this morning are waking up to that exact thought. I had it myself as I was driving back to the hotel last night. I mean, why on earth would this happen? The NTSB, their spokesman Robert Sumwalt, saying yesterday at the news conference at about 5 in the evening that they're concentrating now on the 60 seconds before the derailment happened on Tuesday night, when apparently the driver, Brandon Bostian, he's 32 years old from New York, speeded the train up manually. It's very difficult to work out why that might have happened. His lawyer said yesterday he wasn't drunk, he can't remember the accident now, and his cell phone was in his bag. So he must be feeling terrible at the moment. We know he is feeling terrible because we've been told so. There was some confusion yesterday about whether he'd spoken to the police about this or not. Turns out that they did speak to him very briefly on Tuesday evening while he was being treated, but it was only a cursory glancing conversation, but the NTSB spokesman Robert Sumwalt confirming that they will speak to Brandon Bostian now sometime in the next, well, let's say the coming days, when he's over the trauma that he's been through. But why on earth he would speed up 60 seconds before derailment, apparently manually, is really anyone's guess.
You remember that movie with Denzel Washington called Unstoppable?
Yep.
All right. You know how the train goes around the corner, right-hand bend, going too fast, no engineer. I mean, this thing reminded me of a movie. It's so bizarre that there are plenty of Amtrak crashes that are caused by people getting stuck on the railroad tracks or the rails come apart or, you know, something wrong with the engine. But
well,
this...
You know, This is very similar, Doug. If you cast your mind back a little bit to December of 2013, there was a crash in the Bronx at one of my favorite places in New York called Spuitendijk. It's an old Dutch name. And the Metro North train crashed very early there Sunday morning in December 2013. And it was the same scenario. It took the bend far, far, far too fast. Mm-hmm. And it turns out, according to the NTSB in that case, the driver basically dozed off. He had that sleep apnea thing going on.
Right.
He was on a new early morning shift. And he just wasn't... Drive sometimes, you're not quite all there.
Yeah.
He was in that state.
I remember that now.
It's possible, I suppose, that something like this happened here. But Amtrak put a positive spin on this yesterday by saying that this positive train control system that they have throughout the whole of the Northeast Corridor, but not in Philadelphia and not in New York, will be fully installed by the end of the year. They've guaranteed that. And that's a GPS system that tracks these trains. And if they're going too fast in the wrong area, it automatically overrides the driver and slows it down.
Right. What I want to know also, and again, go back to the reference to the plane. When I get onto a plane, I don't know about you, I look in the cockpit to see if the pilot's got gray hair. I want to know if this guy's got experience. And to be really, whether I'm an ageist or not, a 32-year-old kid running a train line. Now, there are a lot of pilots that are 32 years old that have great experience in the service, and they're working their way into the commercial airlines, but very few of them are sitting in the pilot seat. And so I'm wondering about there are so many people that work for Amtrak, senior people who have had tons of experience.
Yeah.
Why do we, and there aren't, you know, I mean, there are probably maybe 400 jobs like this in the entire system. So why is there a 32-year-old guy running this train?
All I can tell you very briefly is that Brandon Bostian, he may be 32 years old, but he's got the railroad in his blood. He was a conductor out in California. He was a conductor here on the Northeast Corridor for Amtrak and then graduated to the position of engineer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are a bit ageist, you and me, because we're 100 years old, each of us. But, you know, young people are great these days.
I'm not saying it isn't appropriate. It just experience is the best teacher. So learn on a freight train before you put on a passenger train.
Well,
maybe that's.
I think you're probably not the only one thinking that again
this morning,
to be honest with you, Doug. I think so.
John, thank you. John Tarrant, who is with Al Jazeera America with sort of an overall overview, if you will, of the Amtrak crash.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.